Vermont is one of the most vaccinated states in the country when it comes to COVID-19, but the state is also in the midst of a months-long surge in coronavirus infections, hospitalizations, and virus-related deaths. With the Thanksgiving holiday approaching, Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine is urging all Vermonters who plan to visit with friends or family to get tested before and after the holiday.
The more people and the more households, the higher the chance that someone could have the virus and expose other people. Even people you trust the most can have the virus and not know it.
Testing around holiday gatherings means people will likely need an at-home rapid test, but many of the tests are relatively new. They're often expensive and can leave anyone taking them for the first time wondering just how effective they are. Well, here to help us make sense of it all is Dr. Jesse Lisey, an infectious disease physician at Central Vermont Medical Center in Berlin. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Lisey. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
What can people expect once they open the box for a rapid test if they do have one? I mean, what's in that thing? How easy or hard is it to use?
Most of the tests are antigen tests, which means that they check for some of the proteins on SARS-CoV-2. So usually the box that you buy has two tests in it because most of the time you're going to want to test once and then wait a few days and then test again to increase the sensitivity. So you'll open the swab, follow the directions because some of them need to be in one nostril, some of them are in both nostrils, and it tells you how long to keep them in there and twist them around. And then you put it into the base unit. Sometimes you have to break like a liquid container to help it process. Other times you just put it in there. So really follow the directions. And then after 15 minutes or so, you'll get a result.
I remember in the early days of the pandemic, people who were getting the swabs, they would often call them brain ticklers. And that's because, you know, I guess they had to go pretty deep up the nostril there. But that's not the case with these rapid tests. Is that right? When you're talking about, you know, getting it in the nostril there, you're not really talking about shoving it way up in there.
Right. No, these aren't the brain tickler swabs. These are just right inside your nose just to get some fluid from inside your nose. You don't have to go way, way up inside your nasopharyngeal cavity.
I think it's going to make people feel a little bit better about doing them. And you heard Dr. Levine say, you know, people really ideally should get tested before they leave for a holiday gathering and after. But when exactly? I mean, how long before or after a gathering should these tests be done?
To be the safest, I think you should probably be tested maybe 2 or 3 days before you're going to go to the holiday gathering. And then ideally the morning of, just because some people can not have symptoms when they're infectious. You can be infectious 48 hours before you show symptoms. And so testing a couple of days before and then also testing the morning of just increases the likelihood that you're going to catch a positive if you are going to become sick in the next few days. And then the same thing after the holiday. So once you leave, you can test right when you get home. And then, you know, 2 or 3 days afterwards, up to about 5 to 7 days would be ideal.
We do hear about false positives sometimes from these rapid tests. Has that been your experience? I mean, is that something that people should be concerned about, that if you do test positive, it could be a false positive? I'm just trying to get a gauge on how reliable these rapid tests are.
Both in the antigen tests and the PCR tests, false positives are pretty rare. They can happen, but they're rare. If you're feeling totally fine, you haven't been exposed to anyone, and you surprisingly get a positive on one of these tests, then it's completely fine to redo the test and see if you still get a positive, or if you did an antigen test, you can go and get a PCR test either at one of the state sites, or there are a few PCR tests available for home. Those are more expensive and a little bit more difficult to get, so it might be better just to go to one of the state sites and get a PCR test done if you get a positive and you weren't expecting it.
Do you have any recommendations on brands or models of these rapid tests that we're talking about, the antigen tests that people should use, or are they generally all pretty good? I'm not aware of really what's on the market, for example.
There's a lot of different tests. I would say 6 or 7 different antigen tests that you can get, and it really just depends on where you buy it and if it's at the drugstore or online. And they're pretty much the same. They all test for the proteins on the virus, and so really it doesn't matter. You're probably going to get 2 tests in whichever kit you buy. So if you're going to be testing multiple people in the household, you'll need to get multiple kits. But all the antigen tests are pretty similar.
And are they generally pretty inexpensive compared to the PCR tests?
Yeah, the antigen tests are anywhere between, you know, $20 to $40 for a two-pack. I believe the PCR tests are higher than that. I think what I saw was around $80 for one of the PCR tests. But again, that depends on where you get it.
And these tests do come with FDA emergency authorization, as I understand it. You know, it sounds like you're saying they are pretty reliable. Better to take one than not.
Yeah, absolutely. They're under emergency use authorization, so they're not fully approved by the FDA, but they're pretty good tests. And especially if you're starting to have symptoms, then the antigen tests are even better. If you're starting to have a runny nose or a slight fever or a cough, then the antigen tests are really reliable.
Given everything we're seeing, wouldn't it be safer to cancel any Thanksgiving travel or gathering plans, you know, given, again, these surging COVID cases that we're seeing in the state?
It's been a really tough couple of years for everyone. And I think we have to balance the risks of COVID versus the risks of isolation and not seeing our family members. So if you're vaccinated and you can test, you know, a couple of days before the gathering, the morning of, and then make sure that you're staying healthy during the time that you're together, I think it's fine to get together with family. We all need that social interaction. So I don't think it's necessary to cancel all our holiday plans, unless, of course, you get sick and you are COVID positive, then you should stay away from other people. But, you know, we just have to balance the risks of it with making sure everybody stays mentally healthy and sees their family when they need to.
And the other part of that is masking. Do you feel that's still an effective way of preventing transmission?
Absolutely. Masking is still one of, in addition to vaccination, is one of the most important ways that we can prevent transmission between people.
Dr. Jesse Lisy, an infectious disease physician at Central Vermont Medical Center in Berlin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much. You too.